since I can read something on the t-shirt out of the book situation, we can discuss about that. Just to think about, all of us likes to think out of the box. That idea is really clear. The idea is, when you stay in the box, we know that you cannot see outside it. That is not the real, or you don't know the reality, or you don't know the truth, because you are living in your own world. The idea of come to outside of the box means see what is real. Of course, we all like that. Even the teachings of the Buddha says the same thing. Now, when we hear this idea, naturally we think, I think out of the box, not the others. Then most of the time we want others to come from the box. We want others to come out. Why? That will make us easy. It will make us much more comfortable. So I like to have a different approach, which means, can anybody come out of the box without knowing the box? Without knowing the box properly, we cannot come out of the box. What is meditation? What does meditation do? Meditation really helps us to see, meditation really helps us to understand the nature of the box. How you think like, and how you made yourself, what is your boundaries? Just think, we have grew up in this culture, not me. I have grew up in my culture. Same to that, all of you has grew up in your culture. When you look at somebody out of our culture, either you think some of them better than you, or you think some of them are lower than you, or you think that's a different culture. Either you would involve with inferiority complex or superiority complex, or we talk about equality and we are equal and everybody has different things. Instead, knowing or understanding how you think like, how you have grew up. Now, when you talk about your culture, you have own subculture inside of your house. You have some own subcultural values. That is our box. So our box has different colors. If you go to a church, you can see the people who's in the church also have different cultures inside the church. They have different values. Just like your family members, they have different values. Your spouse might think in a different way, but your kids, your parents would think in a different way, but you all are living in the same box. Different colors in there. So what is our job? Our job should be to understand the boundaries of your box. Why do I think like this? Why do I feel like this? But sometimes when you understand these boundaries, you can help yourself to come outside of it. When you come outside of it means you will begin to think wider. And instead thinking I am right, I am perfect, you would start to think that is another opinion, that's another idea, that can be right, true, right? So there you are just a little bit opening yourself to accept somebody else's thoughts or somebody else's ideas. You are recognizing somebody else's feelings. There are some people who you can work with. You are listening more. But there are some other people, you hate them, you don't listen to them. When they open their mouth, you just turn the other way around. You just turn away. You even do not want to listen to them. So that is how we behave. But yet we think we are open. We are thinking out of the box. It is like when you are really opening up yourself, it does give some freedom. But we don't know, eventually you are entering into a bigger box. Once when you recognize the wall of that box, then once when you recognize the walls, you don't want to stuck yourself there. All the time you would stuck in there by knowing you are in the box. By knowing I am in this kind of thinking, I am stuck into my way of thinking. I am stuck because I think I am right and I am perfect. Once when you know that you are stuck, you want to break it and come out. So that is how you can expand yourself by recognizing. But the job is, we should know how you have made this wall around the box. How you have made yourself, how you think, what are the boundaries of your thinking. There's a huge job is doing by our ego. Our ego always allow you to think, this box is right, this is a good box, I like it, I am comfortable, this is how I look like. I like this. Sometimes people say, I like my anger, I like my anxiety, I like my fear, I cannot live without those things. I like my ignorance. Some people say that. I like my ignorance. Even though that is wrong, I like it. That is how we are protecting this box. Recognize it and encourage you to break the box. It comes with a huge effort. Without an effort and determination, you cannot break this box. You would not know the freedom. But once when you recognize the freedom, again you will be stuck into another thing. Mindfulness helps us to see this. Mindfulness will help us to recognize that. So there's one beautiful thing you would understand with this. You would not gain by seeing how other people break in the box. You would recognize it is really helpful me to break my own box. That is the only thing what you can do. You can help others, but still that is their job. You can support them, that is still their job. In this culture we have a nice saying for this. It says, you can direct horse to water, but you cannot let them drink. Most of us just want others to drink the water. You are doing your best while you are not drinking. Buddha gave a very good example. Buddha said, I am just like a doctor who found a good medicine to cure the pain or the suffering. Now I have used this medicine, then if that helps me, now I am cured. And also by using this medicine, so many other people could cure this disease of pain. But there are a lot of people who read the labels and saying this is a good medicine, I should use it and I can use it, but you just keep it on the top of the cupboard or top of the shelf. Every day you read the label but not drinking. Just like a lot of people we have in our society says meditation is good. Yeah, you better to practice mindfulness, better to sit down, and that helps you to calm yourself down. And you just like read the label, but I don't have time. I can't do that. I can't find time to drink this medicine. Just like that. We should not do that. We should not just satisfied by reading the label. We should start to drink this medicine and recognize the cure in the disease. Recognize how we are moving from pain. Recognize how you are moving from anger, anxiety, fear, and useless things. And there's another simile I like to bring to describe a little more. When something happened to us, we always try to find why is this happened to me. We try to find a solution for past. We rush to find a solution for past incident. Sometimes people want to find the family, and I took this behavior from my grandparents. You're trying to fix your grandparents, maybe they are not here anymore. Thinking, what's wrong with my genes? The Buddha came with a very good example to describe about this situation. But this is very old simile, but we can still relate this simile. If somebody got shot by an arrow, with a poisoned arrow, if you look for which direction this arrow came, who shot this? If you investigate about those things, what would be happened, the person would killed by this poisoned arrow. Instead doing that, you have to take this person to doctor. Instead looking which direction this arrow came from, who made this, which kind of metal they used, without finding the history, take this person to doctor, then doctor will find out what is the poison there, and then pull this arrow out, treat this person. Instead of doing the treatment for the wound, some people look for the history, some people look which direction this came from, who shot that, what kind of training this person have, and where this person go to school to learn, and which parents raised this man to who shot me, such a thing. That is how we think. Instead looking for that, we should observe what really has happened to me, what should I do in order to cure me from this disease. So instead going beyond, instead looking for others' boxes, or instead looking helping others to get cured, just find out what is my box look like. How have I made myself? What are the walls? How have I decorated this inside the walls? Sometimes we have decorated this with a picture, the 3D pictures. Even you cannot see the walls anymore. With beautiful waterfalls and so many colorful things, we are really attached to those things. And we are just going there again and again and just stuck around the wall and enjoying it. Like just sometime we are enjoying our emotions, going back to those emotions and arranging the same birthday parties again and again and thinking it's a beautiful. Going with the same thing, similar situations, creating same environments, even going for same sad movie and crying while you are watching it, thinking it's a good movie. That is how we have stuck in the box. We should use meditation and mindfulness to recognize it. Then help yourself to see the world or self beyond these walls. Once when you break this, some walls, remember you might enter into another bigger box. Do not get too much excited. Again, look for where am I? Can you find more? Again, find out how you have made yourself. Technique is mindfulness. Mindfulness will help you to break down the boxes that you are in.